Apple's new series, The Morning Show, is a star-studded project featuring Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. It's also the highest-profile show debuting Friday on the company's new streaming service, Apple TV+. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says it's a powerful drama, which might also remind you of a certain former NBC News anchor.
The Morning Show begins with a bombshell, and it's centered on morning TV anchor Mitch Kessler, played by Steve Carell. Kessler's co-anchor Alex Levy, played by Jennifer Aniston, has to explain it all to America.
I'm bringing you some sad and upsetting news. Mitch Kessler, my co-host and partner of 15 years, was fired today for sexual misconduct.
Levy is hurt and angry, especially since the show's executive producer, Charlie, played by Mark Duplass, knew the network was investigating Kessler.
HR has been looking into it for a few weeks. I didn't want to drag you in. I was trying to protect you, Alex, okay?
I knew about this and you didn't tell me? My on-air partner, my TV husband, is a sexual predator now? What part of you thought that I should not have been involved in this conversation?
If this all sounds familiar, that's because The Morning Show unfolds like a fictionalized version of the fall of ex-Today Show star Matt Lauer. The former NBC anchor was fired in 2017 amid allegations of sexual harassment and rape. This story might have felt stale a few months ago, but recent reporting on the former NBC News staffer who accused Lauer of rape and the former anchor's recent denial have put the issue back in the headlines. Kessler also echoes the denials that Lauer offered in real life. He admits sleeping with subordinates, but says he never forced anyone.
They can't just take my life away based on hearsay.
They have documented complaints, Mitch.
Complaints about what? That I had affairs? Since when is that a crime? The network that I gave 20 years of my life is now locking me out. You know what? I didn't rape anybody! Everything's changed, but they forgot to send me the memo!
The Morning Show can feel like a long string of self-absorbed, overly entitled characters screaming at each other, but in between the outbursts, there's a percolating drama about how the Me Too movement can shift power to women marginalized by clueless, middle-aged male bosses. Aniston's Levy gets a no-nonsense local TV reporter, played by Reese Witherspoon, hired as her co-anchor. In a meeting with top executives, Levy makes it plain she's taking control of the show.
The part you guys never seem to realize is that you don't have the power anymore. The news division is held up by my show.
Are you actually trying to justify your actions?
I'm not listening. I don't need to justify anything. We are doing this my way, because frankly, I've let you bozos handle this long enough.
It's the kind of speech you hope Savannah Guthrie gave to NBC executives after Lauer got fired. The show also explores the denial of powerful men who refuse to recognize their own predatory behavior. In one telling moment, Carell's Kessler tries to commiserate with a film director also accused of sexual misconduct, played by Martin Short.
I don't even understand what their messages are sending out. That women are not allowed to be in possession of their sexual choices.
When they fixate on us, they lose sight of the issues.
I actually feel bad for the kids, because there's nothing sexy about consent.
Well,
that came out wrong, and that was creepy.
The Morning Show is stylish and fast-paced, the biggest project among 9 original programs kicking off the new Apple TV Plus service. It's also a close look at how a TV news organization, and by extension all of us, handles the new environment ushered in by the Me Too movement. Whether that's worth $4.99 a month is Apple's multi-billion-dollar question. I'm Eric Deggans.